Anyhow, so I want to welcome you this morning, and I got a little prepared homecoming message that I was going to bring at the beginning of the service, and I am going to do that, even though, because we all need to prepare for our own homecoming. I think one of the greatest things that Patsy did was prepare and give the gift to the family of what she wanted for her homecoming. I think the idea of going home can be experienced in a lot of different ways. A lot of different people celebrate things called homecoming. And sometimes, depending on the circumstances, time, and past history, or many other important factors that contribute to what we call homecoming. Think about it when we were young and we experienced returning home. Sometimes it's a very pleasant experience and maybe not so troublesome sometimes. But most of the time, the opportunity we welcome to go home by visiting our grandparents, our friend, or even return to where we went to school. It's interesting, I grew up in Pennsylvania. And I thought that I used to have to walk through snowdrifts at least maybe 2 miles to school every day. And when I,
Uphill.
And when I went back to visit not long ago, where I lived to the school was the length of a football field. So I didn't walk very far, but as a kid, I think, that's a long walk. But it was
never
nice.
Let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's exactly right. But it was nice to return home because home is, to most of us, is a place of safety. It's a place where most of our possessions are or has been, and we're glad to kind of return home and re-enter our zone of comfortableness, if that is a word. So even when we get a little older, the idea of coming home was, for most of us, a very pleasant experience. The first time that I went back home after being away for a long time, and after graduation at school, especially the first homecoming football game or the dance or some big event, school reunions, we had an opportunity to share with our family and our friends and all of our recent experiences and exploits through the years. But in a similar way, we had great joy in returning to a former place of employment and have great joy returning to see our former associates or sharing what happened in the in-between time since we've seen them. And all these things require preparation. The intensity sometimes and emotions are subdued. So while some consternation might be present out of fear that we might encounter a person from our past with whom maybe we had trouble, I had a lot of them, generally our fears were, maybe just a few. And we went home with joy. Our homecoming was a great event of delight, and that's the way it is even in the life of the church. But when we become older, homecomings become more complicated. And if we're returning home to a place of our birth or setting where we were raised, there is much preparation that is necessary. First, we got to find time to leave our present routine in order to travel physically to go to another location. There needs to be a time to calculate the cost of going for homecoming. And if it's been a long time since we've returned home, there may be some wounds, some hurts, some misunderstanding, and general pain from the past that must be negotiated in order to make that trip. Some people might be able to simply pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I'm coming for a visit." Then the rest of their preparation simply falls into place. But most people, I believe, must take rather extensive preparations to return home. Whether it's our family, our past work colleague, or a homecoming event at high school or church, a revisiting of a past situation maybe that needs to be resolved. There's much to be done to prepare for homecoming. Time, distance, environment, extenuating circumstances. But these concerns raise fears and often keep us from actually following through with our plan. So there is an absolute need for most people to plan their homecoming in life properly. Guess what? We're all going to leave this earth and go to heaven. And I like to call that homecoming, because when we get to heaven, we're going to experience the love, the joy, the peace, family, and friends, and it's going to be a homecoming. Patsy experienced homecoming this past year. Carol Kosky experienced homecoming. We each had family members somewhere along the line that are no longer here with us and went home to be with the Lord. But there's preparation that needs to be done. Not necessarily in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm. We've been talking about that in Holy Spirit School. Eternity, that tension between time and eternity, and where we're going to spend eternity. Because we're not going to take this earth suit with us when we go to heaven. Thank God, I don't want to leave this black and blue earth suit or take it with me. I'll leave it here. Nah, I want that new earth suit. But the purpose of that kind of homecoming is we need to prepare. How do we prepare? We accept Christ into our lives. We ask for forgiveness of sins. And we make an attitude of repentance. And then we call upon Jesus for our resurrection. And he is there. He said, in my Father's house there are many resting places. And some translations say mansions. And he said, if it was not true, I would tell you. But I go to prepare a place for you for your homecoming.